Well, Ukraine goes back to the polls this weekend, with the country's new president hoping to cement his power. Volodymyr Zelensky called Sunday's parliamentary elections just hours after being voted in 3 months ago. The former actor and comedian has swept to power by capitalising on widespread anti-establishment sentiment. But so far, he's been unable to secure the necessary support to pursue his reform agenda. Taras Kuzio is an expert in Ukrainian politics, and he joins me now from the Netherlands. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good evening, good morning.
Yes. Good morning from here. Good evening to you. Now, yes. Volodymyr Zelensky won this big victory in the presidential elections in May. Why did he? What was his tactic in calling parliamentary polls quite so quickly?
Well, elections were planned for October, so it's only really 6 months ahead of elections. But the aim was to capitalize on his popularity that he received in the parliamentary elections, in the presidential election, sorry, and not allow maybe a deterioration of his popularity during the next 6 months. Ukraine has a parliamentary system. Many Western commentators forget that. They assume it's a presidential, like in Russia, but it's not. That means that it's very important who has a majority in parliament, because the parliamentary coalition creates the government. And if the parliamentary coalition and government are on the same side as the president, then there won't really be friction, as there wasn't any in the last 5 years. But after the Orange Revolution in 2004, there was a lot of friction. So hopefully this process of a cohabitation, as the sort of the French model, between these three different sectors, government, parliament, and president, will continue with after the elections on Sunday.
So a recent survey found that the president's party, the Servant of the People Party, is supported by 52% of Ukrainians who intend to vote on Sunday. So is that enough for a parliamentary majority?
Not necessarily, because Ukraine for this election still has a mixed election system. So 50% of seats will be elected proportionally, which refers to the poll you just mentioned. And then 50% will be elected in sort of the British first past the post system, so majoritarian districts. That means that we don't know necessarily who will be elected in the half of seats elected in the single mandate districts, as they're called.
And I've just got to interrupt you there. Can I interrupt you? Which seats, how is that divided up? I mean, that's an extraordinary sort of setup.
Well, it should have been 450 seats, but 23 are in Russian-occupied territories. They don't vote. So half of the seats are elected in the proportional system. So it depends on which parties get above 4% of the threshold. And then in the other half of seats, the country is divided into 250 election districts. And then on top of that, you have the proportional system. It's no election system anywhere in the world is perfect. Everybody will complain. People complain about the British system because it only allows for two parties to exist. This is an attempt to deal with that problem, but it means that Zelensky won't necessarily have a whacking majority. He'll have the largest group, but he'll have to work with other parties. But it will mean that he'll be able to control the government, which means there won't be that friction.
And how's he shaping up as a person in power? I mean, he's promised a complete overhaul of Ukraine's political system. He's also pledged to tackle Ukraine's endemic corruption. And it would appear that the people want a thoroughgoing clean out. This is an oft-repeated call everywhere, to sort of start again. Now, is he anything like that sort of person that has that sort of stature?
Well, his presidency will be defined on whether he makes progress in the area of corruption. He doesn't really have the mandate or the ability to change much over the war. The two big issues for Ukrainians are the war with Russia and the war on corruption. These are two wars. he can't really do much on the war in, with Russia, because President Putin only really seeks a capitulation, a kind of a surrendering of Ukraine to Russian interests, and no Ukrainian president can agree to that. Public opinion would not allow that after 5 years of bloodshed. So his hands are tied on the war issue, but he can potentially succeed in pushing the agenda forward. There was a lot of progress in the last 5 years in moving against corruption, but the big issue, which is always the most difficult, is putting senior people in jail. It's not just a Ukrainian problem, it's a common problem around the world. And that's what Zelensky's presidency will be defined on. Now, he hasn't really got much ability to wriggle room, as it were, because Ukraine's just launched this summer, with the help of Western governments, something called the Anti-Corruption Court, which bypasses the corrupt judiciary and is an institution created just for putting senior officials on trial. So if he has not, by the end of the year, put some people in jail, his popularity will plummet.
And didn't he meet Putin recently, and it was perceived to be a cordial meeting, and that things certainly hadn't gone backwards on that score?
Well, you know, diplomats always talk about cordial meetings, but the reality is usually different. There have been very many unpleasantries between them since he was elected. Putin has a plan for Ukraine, and that plan simply is not compatible with Ukrainian public opinion. And it's Ukrainian public opinion demands that the Crimea and eastern Ukraine be treated as one problem of Russian military aggression. Russia says that the Crimea is something that is beyond negotiation, they won't talk about it, and that they continue to claim that they are not involved militarily in eastern Ukraine, just like they claimed that it was not their rocket shot down MH17 in July 2014. When you have this kind of position on the part of Russia, there may be a lot of talking, because Zelensky has promised to try and move it forward.
All right.
But I have zero optimism that this something will change dramatically there.
All right.
It's simply difficult, because compromise is something that Putin does.
No. Taras Kuzio, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Taras Kuzio with a very poor line there. I'm sorry about that. An expert in Ukrainian politics. His latest book is Putin's War Against Ukraine.